offenses and we can sing without making any offense. So now, here you see you have no wall, so your vibration goes all the way out into the universe. You can see outside, there are no clouds in the sky, nothing to stop, all going into the universe. And the stars are shining. Okay, it's only us. Today is my last evening, so Goswami Maharaj asked me to be here with Avadhut Maharaj. So anyway, it's my last evening, so if you have any questions, please you ask. Or else I shall ask you questions. Hare Krishna. What is my duty? What is my duty? No duty. I'm asking you or somebody, what is my duty?
We are just waiting for this class to start, like the official part, but before that we can do as normal, like some vitamin.
But is he actually going to come? Is he here?
He's not here and he's going to come.
You've had some telephone call or something, right?
Not really. Okay, we'll find out if I need.
Otherwise we can start, and then when, because Avadhut is Avadhut. And if we're meant to be doing this, then we should probably start and then let Maharaj come. Because it's the regular Wednesday evening program. People are tuning in.
We are going to call
Ananda. Alright. Chaito Dapanam. We can say the Chaito Dapanam verses, because they're always important for us. We can never repeat too much Chaito Dapanam Madanam Bhava. So the first verse of the Chaitanya Shikshastakam. We can say it together. Three, two, you've got it? Come on. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Sanda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Yesterday, somebody was asking about puja and how do we do in puja, etc. And we told that first we are offering the items to the Guru. Then the Guru, he is offering to Krishna. But you are giving this to me, but that's because my neck is here. But actually it is for Guru Dev and for Guru Maharaj. But my neck is here, so you are giving to me. Okay? Three, two, one. Cheto dapanam marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairak chandrika vitaranam vidyavad bhujivanam Anandam buddhi varanam pratipadam punam ritashvaranam savatma snapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Nija sava shakti satrapita niyamitah smarane nakamah yadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi Dudaiva Mitrishami Adhina Muragaha. Okay, okay, stop. We will go to verse 1, then we are going to sing the song composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about that verse. What page is it in the page 100, is it? 200. Or 200.
Yes.
In the English book, what page number?
200.
200. So, please, one of you, you can leave. Okay, but you have to try to read the translation at the same time. This is why we are singing the bhajan. Okay? Sorry? 15 minutes. So, we are, okay. You tell me what to do. I hope to be a dog of the Vaishnava. So, you need to tell me what to do. To chant Hare Krishna. Well, we will chant Hare Krishna. Yes.
Pita Bharana Kali Pavana Gora.
Thank you.
Кришна киртана джоди мана сатохара.
Шри Кришна киртана джоди мана сатохара.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Jai Krishna Srila Bhakti Rupa Sridhara Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Shri Rupanam Guru Bhakti Ki Jai Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Well, I can at least remind you of what a wonderful opportunity you all have here for your devotional practicing life. You have got so much facility here, you've got so much association, maybe, I don't know how many devotees at lunchtime, how many devotees were here, maybe 40? Quite a lot. And you see, coming through, everybody's got some engagement, and you've got a beautiful place in a gentle environment for practicing Krishna consciousness. And you have resident here, Srila Bhakti Surya Goswami Maharaj. And you have almost resident here, always traveling, Srila Bhakti Bhima Avadhut Maharaj. And tomorrow you will have that in your midst, resident, Srimati Bhakti Lalita Devidas. As well as so many of you, you are now old devotees. Srila Prabhupada, he began his mission. His mission spread through people who had almost no experience, very little scriptural knowledge. They did not have the library of books that we have today to read. But now we have a whole library of books, books of our gurus, teachings of our gurus. So, if you think, oh, I'm only 1 year, I'm only 2 years, I'm only 3 years, it is not young. People go to university and they go from zero to graduation in 3 years. And Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he came to the West, then, essentially beginning in 1966, I mean in 1966 really when anything started at all, you can say zero from 66, by 69 he's got the devotees with some understanding of what is Krishna consciousness, devotees who've given up meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, so devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna, and devotees who are hearing from Srila Prabhupada and going out and telling other devotees. And in this way, with very new devotees, you can say, then Srila Prabhupada, he made the grand mission that he was happily called ISKCON. Gurudev said that Srila Prabhupada, he liked that name ISKCON. ISKCON is in Bengali. Has, you have to ask Goswami Maharaj about what is the meaning, but ISKCON. Isha is the Lord, and I'm not sure what Kon is, but anyway, ISKCON, it has some devotional meaning as well as being an acronym for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev told that Srila Prabhupada liked that name. But in 3 years he already had got the mission running on an international level by 1969. And then 1970, 71, 72, in the next 3 years so much took place. And then you see devotees were very young, if you like, but with faith in Srila Prabhupada, then hearing from him, they are hearing his words, receiving his instruction, going out and sharing the holy name, sharing the glories of the holy name, sharing the Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Bhagavad Gita with others. But that time no Bhagavad Gita. Also, they did not have Bhagavad Gita to distribute also. And but when I joined the mission in 1980, I don't know why, but the Bhagavad Gita was very rare to get a copy of Bhagavad Gita, and I felt myself very fortunate. After some months, I was given one of the thick, heavy, thick copies of Bhagavad Gita. And I'm thinking, oh, such a great treasure, we've got Bhagavad Gita. And I've been wanting Bhagavad Gita for so long. because always we're seeing references to Bhagavad Gita, the verses of Bhagavad Gita. So now we have so much facility. We've got all the library, we've got all the teachings, we've got so many things. So here in Chiang Mai, you've got a super facility for practicing devotional service, associating with devotees, taking prasadam for a super kitchen and good cooks, and plenty of space so that so many people can take prasadam all one time. And by the grace of Avadhut Maharaj and the team of devotees, so much facility for distributing around the world the message of Guru and Gauranga. So anyway, it's a very wonderful facility. And we know, we came to know of the history of this house, that this house was owned by a professor who had correspondence with Srila Prabhupada. And so out of all the buildings and out of all the properties and everything that the devotees came to see when they're thinking, where will we make the ashram? Somewhere in or near Chiang Mai. Then only after selecting the property they came to understand that, oh, that name of who was the previous owner who passed away. Goswami Maharaj said the name seemed familiar. And he's thinking about the name, then he remembered and he looked it up, that it was a professor who had correspondence with Srila Prabhupada. And he wanted that this building that he built, he made this in the forest here, he wanted that this building would be a school, which is what it was, but it will be a place where Sanskrit, the Sanskrit is chanted, because he was a Sanskrit teacher. So really, there's many auspicious things all come together when we see how this place, it is such a suitable environment, a suitable feeling place, and it, you have got all the facility here, just 15 minutes or so away from the airport, you're in the countryside, you've got space, you've got so much opportunity here, and you are getting regular visits by good devotees, and you are tolerating my visits. When you're getting visits by devotees, you just had Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardana Maharaj was here, Pitamba Prabhu, who is a very good example of a devoted disciple. Pitamba Prabhu was here just recently, and we know that you've had a flow of devotees coming through here all year long. And many places in the world, it is not often that they get visitors coming through. Because they are in, I just came from Australia before coming here. And in Australia, it's not on the way to anywhere. And so it is rare for them to get visitors. They invited Janardana Maharaj to come this time after coming to Chiang Mai. It was not possible for his schedule on this occasion. But I'm just pointing out that there are so many ashrams in the world, so many devotees practicing Krishna consciousness, and in Russia, throughout Russia, you see all over Russia, north, south, west, east, many ashrams, but very few we can think of where you get so many guests coming to share their experiences. And as much as we can learn from all of the different devotees who come through, who knew Gurudeva, knew Guru Maharaj, then this will be very helpful for us all, for you all, for understanding the nature of Gurudev, the nature of Guru Maharaj, and more of their teachings. So, just before coming in here this evening, then I was looking outside, and really it's a clear, beautiful sky, and I was reminded of Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, the class before last, and he's saying about negativity, that the negativity thing, the more we really feel ourselves negative, then that will draw the positive. And then he was talking about the negativity going down minus, minus, minus to absolute zero in the temperature scale. And then when things get to get almost absolute zero, then everything can flow through. true that those conductors are called superconductors. But really, if we look at the night sky here in Chiang Mai, we can really remind ourselves of how tiny we are, how small we are. So we need we need to understand that we are negative. We need to understand how tiny we are. And we need to really pray, and all the time we're hearing, clasping the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, that we can make this life successful. Gurudev always encouraging the devotees, use your time carefully. Guru Maharaj always instructing the devotees, use your time carefully. We must give much attention to this point, etc., etc. And if we had the books with us, we can give you some direct quotes from Guru Maharaj and Gurudev about that. But using our time properly, whenever we have some gap in our time, don't forget to chant Hare Krishna. But don't forget to chant Hare Krishna. And in an ashram like this, always there must be something to do. We were in Navadvip, and so many devotees came, and there's always service for everybody in Navadvip. And so Gurudev wanted that the devotees will be engaged in service. So here also you have a big ashram, and so many projects going on. So always there's some possibility for service. And you have, like Navadvip, you have a morning and evening program running. It is very suitable for our life. Gurudev would be happy. I can say Gurudev would be happy. We knew Gurudev, we were with him, we were trying to serve him, trying to do what he wants. And we know Gurudev will come here now, drive up on a good road. Last time I was here, it was a very rough Indian road. Now you don't have an Indian road. But that would be good for Gurudev, because the bumps are difficult for him. But if you were to drive Gurudev up this road now and bring him here, we know how pleased he will be. So many devotees are having the opportunity for being together with each other, following some program, engaging in seva, having prasadam, and in some way engaged in the chanting of the holy name and spreading the holy name. That's what all of this equipment and all these things are here for, to introduce the holy name to others and to nourish those who are already introduced. And we here are all already introduced. This is one thing. We are our family. This is our This is why I feel uncomfortable being us and them, or you and me, or something. We want to always be together with you. Yes? His desire is his desire. What he saw, I cannot say what he saw. But again, that point that we mentioned the other day about Thailand, Gurudev was so pleased with the nature of the Thai people. So you can say speculate, but we know that Gurudev so much appreciated them. The general culture of the people, their respect for the monks, their appreciation for spiritual life, they're not shy of having a temple. In fact, everybody, here we've got a little temple here on a pole. They're not shy to show that, oh, we've got some faith in the subtle plane, in higher things. Many things like this. Gurudev appreciated very much the Thailand, that means the Thai culture, etc. But when he told to have a place near the mountains, then we can understand that he was feeling it is more as an ashram for the devotee, like a retreat, ashram somehow for devotees to come to, rather than like Bangkok city, which is, you know, quite a tamagun, rajagun, and satvagun, maybe not, tamagun and rajagun city. So he had some other view for Thailand, rather than necessarily preaching for the Thai to make people in Bangkok Krishna conscious. That will come automatically in course of the years, in course of time. But I mean, beyond that, I can only say what you have known. I haven't heard directly from Gurudev specifically that, oh, I want a temple in Chiang Mai. I have not heard him say that in those exact words. But we know that he wanted something here happily, and here it is. And not only is it here, but it's so near the city. You can be, look where Rohini Shakti is in Brazil, and Trivikramar in Brazil. Their ashram, you've got to drive. If you want to go to their ashram, you've got to go to their ashram. Here, you can easily get from the town to here with a little motor scooter and things like that. But many places where they're in the mountains, not. So this has so many advantages. You're near civilization, but yet you're one step away. And just like India, you may not get electricity for a few hours at a time. So we're getting prepared for India. Anyway, I just take this opportunity for these few minutes to remind you of the good opportunity that you have. We mentioned the other day about the good opportunity of the human birth now at this time, but now we're also adding the good opportunity of this ashram and Giriraj, watching everything. Affectionate shelter to us all here. Yes.
Can you ask a question? So my question is, when you are thinking of yourself like a bad person, on the negative side, you're still thinking about yourself. And so how to find that balance between thinking about yourself, but bad, and you know, it's like how to find that balance, that it was not like egoistic, still egoistic, but bad egoistic, but still there was that negative point.
Okay, yes, I catch it. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has given us the clue to this, because repeatedly he's giving us that our real ego, our real identity is, I will be identified as the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. Of the servant of the Supreme Lord, indeed. So, this way we have our bodily identity, but our inner identity will be, I am simply a servant of the servant of the servant of our Lord. And that's why we want to have the connection to be either told what to do or to be clear in my mind, this is my duty to do. And then we will responsibly do that duty. Not with ego, that I am the doer, etc. But I am simply doing because I am the servant. And actually, this evening when we were singing the Trinada Pisa Nichana song, I was thinking of we can sing another song too. There is a beautiful song in the songbook which is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saying how I want to be a dog of the Vaishnavas, like a dog of the Vaishnavas. This way I will accept anything, I will be the, whatever the master will give, I will take that as prasadam happily. I will not go to look for anything for myself. I will always be waiting at the doorstep of my master to protect him. Whatever he will say, I'm ready, my ear will pop up and I'll stand up and yes, I'm here. Happily I'll come to my master if he calls, wag my tail, all these things. It's a beautiful song. by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Gurudev gave some reference also to this home. And Gurudev had different servitors, but we happily remember all of his servitors. Actually, over the years he had so many servitors. And Gurudev would give directions to his servitors, and sometimes in front of them he is telling us what is the quality of a good servitor. This way the servitors are also hearing and trying to adjust themselves. Ah, now Jai Sri Bhakti Bhima Avadhut Maharaj Ki.
Yeah.